Blackstone Audio presents Ararat by Christopher Golden. This book is read by Robert Fath. This is not the first book I've dedicated to my wife, Connie Golden, and it won't be the last. What do you want, the moon? Just say the word. All my favorite people are broken over the Rhine. 1. Just past 8 o'clock on the last morning of November, the mountain began to shake. Faiz froze, breath catching in his throat as he put his hands out to steady himself, waiting for the tremor to end. Instead, it worsened. His clients shouted at him in German, a language he did not speak. One of the men panicked and began to scream at the others, as if the devil himself were burrowing up through the heart of the mountain to reach them. They stood on the summit, vivid blue sky rolling out forever before them, the frigid air crisp and pure, an idyllic morning on Mount Ararat, if the world had not begun to tear itself apart. "Down!" Faiz shouted. "Get down!" He dropped his trekking poles and sank to his knees on the icy snowpack. Grabbing the pick that hung at his hip, he sank it into the ice and wondered if the 6 men and 3 women in this group could even hear him over the throaty roar of the rumbling mountain. The Germans mimicked his actions. On his knees, holding on and hoping that the snowpack did not give way, Faiz tried not to count the seconds. The Germans shouted at one another. One woman wore a wide grin, her eyes alight with a manic glee as she reveled in the terror of